neighbor next door. We've met before. I heard that we woke you up. I'm so sorry. Yeah, I just wanted to come over and, like, apologize. Yeah. No. You were so nice about it. You were so nice. I told everybody to go home. But I wanted to come over and just, like, make sure that there's no hard feelings. Because you're, like, you're, like, a really good neighbor. And I don't want to make you sad or mad or anything like that. Am I drunk? No, I don't drink. Why do you ask? Oh, no, my voice is just like this. It's kind of been like that forever. Since a while. Oh, sorry. My shirt's a little low. I had to, like, pick it up. Sorry, but yeah, anyways, to go back to the other thing, I'm really sorry, I didn't realize that we got so loud. I know that must be really annoying, because you, like, a cutie like you totally needs, like, their beauty rest. I genuinely, like, feel real bad. I want to be, like, a good neighbor and stuff. I know that, like, I have a lot of people over a lot. And I definitely don't want to be, like, that neighbor that, like, is a jerk and keeps you up at, like, all hours. Because that's mean. And I don't want to be mean to people. So I came over to promise that you're never, ever going to have to make a noise complaint on ever again, okay? I will, sorry, I dropped my phone. I will whip these bitches into shape, okay? I promise. Yeah, no, because you're, like, really sweet, and you, like, water my flowers in the morning. You don't have to do that. And it's, like, the nicest thing a guy's ever done for me. Yeah, I noticed. Because I was getting up to get some water one morning. And I saw that when you water your plants, you water my plants, too. Which is good. Because I'm, like, the worst plant mom ever of the history of the world. And I totally forget all the time. And it's because of you that my little green babies are alive, and so thank you for that. You're a big sweetheart. So, yeah. So I guess that was the other reason I wanted to come over, because I wanted to thank you for that, because you're the cutest. Is it okay if I come in? It's, like, super cold out here. Yeah, especially with, like, yeah, the fishnets. I think it's just called a micro skirt. I don't know. I made it out of an old skirt. Yeah, I, like, most of my clothes, I, like, altered them in some way. I don't like clothes very much. So I kind of, like, just mess with them until I have to put up with as little of it as possible. Yeah, so that's why the it's called a bandeau. That's a, it just goes, like, underneath the boobies. And then, you know, my little micro skirt and the fishnets, because they're cute. Yeah. I've never been inside your apartment before. Like, the neighbor who lived here before you is really, like, mean. So every time I tried to talk to them, they didn't want me around. I think that the girlfriend didn't like me, because of the way that I dressed. As her boyfriend would look at me a lot. But I wasn't trying to do anything. I'm not that type of girl. Yeah, no, I'm a different kind of bimbo than that. a bimbo. No. It's not an insult. For me, it's like, I know that I'm not that smart. I've always kind of known it. I didn't get good grades in school. But, you know, I always felt like it was more important to just be nice to people and to try and not be a jerk. And it's worked so far to make me feel like I feel proud of myself and my life. And I like my clothes and I like my hair. And I know that it makes me look dumb on the outside, but on the inside, I care about people a lot, so that's what's important, right? Right. Oh, yeah, the thing I wanted to talk to you about. So, I was wondering, I really want to make up to you for the noise complaint, and I want to thank you for taking care of my flowers. So, I was wondering if maybe you would like for me to suck your cock? Yeah, no, I'm completely serious. I'm, like, really good at it. Not to, like, brag or anything, but, like, I'm really, really good at it. Yeah, oh my god, I could do it right now, if you want. I bet you have a great cock. I mean, that boys who are really sweet usually have, like, really good cocks. I'm so sorry. I didn't even ask you, like, wow. Wow, I'm being really stupid right now. I'm sorry. You probably have a girlfriend or something. You know what? This is all my fault. You can tell her that this crazy person came on to you. That's... Wow, I should have asked that first. You don't have a girlfriend. Okay, so do you, like, want to do this? Oh my gosh, I'm so excited! Oh my god, I've been wanting to suck your cock since we met. This is great. So do you want me to, like, I could get down on my knees, or you could just, like, lay down on the couch, and I could suck your cock there. Yeah? Okay. Alright. You sit down, you little cutie. I'm just, like, here, open. You have nice thighs. I'm just gonna push these open and get these off. Mm-hmm. You're gonna want something pretty to look at while I do it. So, I'm gonna take my shirt off, and there's my titties. Yeah? You like them? Yeah, they're pretty big. yeah, and they're super soft, too. Look, feel. Yeah, sometimes I just like to play with them. Mm-hmm. what was I doing? I was gonna suck your cock. Okay, first. Sorry, you got a little tense. Are you okay? Oh, it's just all happening really fast. Oh, yeah. Sorry, my bad. How about I just give you, like, a hand job first and you can get used to the sensation? Oh, it's been a while since, that's okay, you know what, I'll take care of you, yeah, no, I've got you, don't worry, okay, so let me just rub your cock a little bit through your pants, yeah, my fingers are really, they're really small, so, yeah, it's really gentle. Just. Ooh. You really do have a nice cock. I knew it. Does that feel good, cutie? Just rubbing your cock through the cloth. What if I just undo the button here? And I slip my little hand inside. I'm just like super excited. Especially when I can feel your cock getting really hard underneath my hand. It's like, it makes me really happy. Me. Wrap my fingers around you. Oh, silly me. We need some lube. Okay, there we go. Nice and sloppy. There we go. Wow. This is gonna feel super good in my mouth. Yeah, I kind of have a little bit of an oral fixation. Yeah, I always had to have something in my mouth when, for like ever. I was always like chewing on pencils and, like, had to have like a lollipop or something. Yeah, it's got like a, I don't know, a soothing, relaxing effect on my brain muscles. Yes. Yeah, you understand. It's okay. I know that my hand must feel super good. So you can just lie back. You don't have to talk. It's okay. I can do all the work. You're good. No, you're good. This is for you. This is for you to make you feel good. So you just keep enjoying these long, slow strokes with my hand down your cock. Keep enjoying the way that my thumb is playing with the head and bringing out all of that pre-cum. I really want to lick it. I think I'm going to lick it. Is it okay if I do this? What about this? Oh, okay. That's a good moan. You like that. Do I look pretty with your cock in my mouth? You think so? Thank you. You taste good. Like, people say that cocks are weird, and I don't agree, because I've always found that it tastes really good. Which is why you want to keep sucking on it for so long. Like, I just love what the stretches out your lips like this. All of the sack. And you can get like super sloppy with it. Actually, I just really like Sam. I really like your cock. It's like, honestly, I kind of just want to keep you in my mouth for a long time. That's okay. Is it okay if I suck your cock, like, again later on? Okay. Sorry, I probably shouldn't ask you things while I'm sucking your cock this hard. It's probably pretty hard to think. Does that feel good? And when I do this with my tongue, a little swirly thing. Oh, I twitched. I'll keep doing it then. It's kind of making your cock flap in my mouth. Yeah, you're like really nice. You can like put your hand on my head if you want. You bring soap a lot though. I really appreciate it. I knew you were asleep. Alright, you're just gonna just grab my little ponytail right here. And yeah, the one with the cute little bow in it. And you're just gonna do this. Yeah, I can take it. Well, I really like sucking cock. So like I said, you don't have to worry about it. Just fuck my face. Here we go. There we go, cutie. Give me more. Oh, that was perfect. Hey, I was thinking, well, I was sucking your cock, which was really hard, but, maybe I could, like, ride you also. I could ride your cock a little bit. Okay. Yay. Alright, let me just move my... my panties are a little small. Let me just pull these off. There we go. And I'm gonna take off my high heels. Unless you want me to keep them on. Okay. Okay, let me just settle down over your cock. Yes, just dump fishnets in the way. Hold on. Let me just push those. There we go. And are you ready, cutie? Okay. Yes. Oh my God. Oh my God. Well, it's been a hot minute since I had a cock inside my pussy. Yeah, usually I just like to suck cock and then move on, but your cock's really good, and I just really wanted to ride it, so. Let me get him with this big old booty over it. So that it, yeah, why don't you grab two big old handfuls of booty, and you help me, because my legs are all weak. Yeah, no, it's from sucking your cock. It got me really, really wet. You can feel it, right? It's like dripping down your cock. Here we go. Titties are bouncing in your face. Here, I can move back if you want. No? Okay. I guess if you're gonna go, drowning in boobs isn't the worst way. Oh, my hips are still moving. Like my pussy can't help but try and get all of that cum out of you. Trying to take every last drop. Oh, fuck. That was really good. We should, like, totally do this again. Like, a lot of times. I gotta go clean up for my party, so I'll see you later. Thanks for being super cool. And for dicking me down really good. Okay. I'll see you later.